earlier today, I said to Montana, I wish I could buy you a ticket to a concert I'm going to tonight, just so you could see how much fun I'm going to have. And actually, on the way back from my lunch break, I had a little hop in my step. I was dancing a little bit. And again, I was like, maybe I could actually just show Montana these cool dance moves that I have here. I might work out just as well. He's Montana Samuels. I'm Mike Bonner. This is The Bubble. And we have a special guest today, Amy Shivaroli, my desk mate, I guess. We sit right next to each other. Amy, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, no problem. My second time. Yeah.
Best friend of the pod, really. And the reason why I started talking about my sweet dance moves was because I am heading to a Macklemore and Kesha concert tonight. And this Saturday, followed by a concert at Taylor Swift at Gillette Stadium, or photographer Dave O would really... We actually already talked about how he wants to go to that. So that's something else. But before we'll get to concerts, we'll get to music. I know friends of the pod know that Montana's big on...
I'm going to save those comments
later. He's going to save his best for last.
Otherwise, we're going to get completely distracted already.
First, we wanted to... The reason why, really, we had Amy on today is because this last weekend, all three of us... Unknowingly, well, I guess you and I went, and then Amy, we didn't see, and she didn't see yes. I don't know how that's possible, but we all went to the New Bedford Food Truck Festival.
We did.
And we're just here to basically talk about what we thought about it.
It's like when you're watching those like videos of instructions of how to make food, and you haven't eaten all day, so you're just like, oh, man, those like really terrible tacos look great. That's how I feel right now, as I had my apple for lunch. I'm just going to make myself hungry all over again.
That's why I... went to lunch first, as I literally said that. I was walking back from lunch, and I'm actually pretty good. Because before, Amy and I were talking about our experiences at the food truck festival, and I said to her, I gotta go eat. This is not working for me.
Yeah, I mean, and I think also the craft beer at the food truck festival was great as well. Give that a little love.
So what was your favorite, Montana?
Favorite food?
Yes, what was your... We'll just start there. We'll dive in head first.
I think it's got to be the beer cheese buffalo chicken french fries.
From the Chef Grill, we're thinking.
Yeah, I think it's the... If it's not the Chef Grill and you know, you're like, hey, those are my french fries, we're not the Chef Grill, please DM Mike and let him know.
DMs are still closed, but you can try.
I almost
opened them for that, but okay, they're still closed.
Yeah, the Binge Barbecue chicken sandwich was also really good with the white...
Amy went to Binge as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went there. Okay, I'll be honest. I didn't eat anything from there.
Okay.
My friend Ryan got a sandwich from there, and he really liked it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't go there.
Yeah, we split the hush puppies.
We
and
split
the chicken
everything.
Sandwich. I'll say a bummer of the day was not getting those ribs from what was that place called? The first place we went to, we were like,
yeah, it was a barbecue
smell
place.
Those ribs.
I forget.
We want them. And then we get there and they're like, we sold out of the ribs.
Like, oh, wow.
That was something I was surprised at. I think it was Uncle E.
Yeah, I think so too.
The lack of stock in some of the places. We were there at like 1-ish probably at that point.
Relatively early, yeah.
And it started at noon for the VIPs. It started at 11. And talking to Steve Urban, our reporter who covered the event, he said he was there for the VIPs and there really wasn't a lot of people.
Okay.
So really it seemed to get going around noon. And by 1, the barbecue place was out. Uncle E's, we believe, if I remember correctly, was already out of the ribs. And it was just kind of a little disappointing. And that actually then... We went to Mighty Squirrel Brewing Tent.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to try the strawberry smoothie, and it is smoothie. I always hate when I say that because it sounds like
that's right. You pronounce it
slurring
correctly.
My words, but it's S-M-O-O-V-Y, and they were out of that as well.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's always like a consumer element of disappointment, right? But you know, like, you're bummed because you don't get to eat the food that you wanted. But at the same time, I'm sure the people who are making it are pretty excited because they're like, oh, our product's like moving really well. Mm-hmm. So it's like one of those catch-22s where it's like, I know the business owner's probably really happy about this, so I can't be too mad. Because like, you just want to see them keep making food, right? Everyone's got to eat.
I just want what I want.
Mike is a selfish consumer.
I'm happy for them, but... I'd also hope that they kept in stock.
True. Okay, so let's throw it to you guys. What was your favorite food element?
Go ahead, Amy. You can dive in on this one.
All right. I would say either I forgot the name of the truck that it was on, but I did get tacos. I got shrimp tacos.
Oh, okay.
And
street food with an emphasis on eat.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right.
I have the list here, Amy, if you need it.
Oh, thank you. And then also the dumplings that I got.
We were thinking about those.
I think it was Nom Nom Hut, I want to say. But I don't think they had anything like that last year, because I went last year, too. And I know that was the first year.
Well, so maybe that's an interesting element as well, because I obviously didn't go the first year. I don't know if you went
the first year.
So what changed from year one to year two? Was it like a bigger ordeal? Were there less people?
Yeah, I would say there was more people. I mean, there was still a pretty good crowd last year, but I think there was definitely more people. A lot more dogs. I don't know. Well, maybe they last year they
it's
didn't.
Important.
Maybe they didn't point out that there was. I don't have a dog, so I maybe didn't really pay attention to that. But there was definitely a lot more dogs this year.
Mac was living life. He was having a great time.
Mac enjoyed himself. There were a lot of dogs seemingly enjoy. That's an important for like a weekday activity. If you tell me there's a lot of dogs at a place, I'm like, that's where I want to be, wherever those dogs are.
Sure. Yeah. For me, actually, I think we should go back to the dumplings, because there is a little bit of a controversy within the Standard Times on the dumplings, because our very own Steve Urban had the dumplings, and I don't think he reviewed them for us, but I think he just went, ugh. So I don't think they were that good when Amy suggested that she had also.
My God.
Yeah, I think they were. I think they were a little too overcooked for him when he had them.
Although
I love dumplings, to be fair,
I do too.
And Steve will probably admit this, it's very difficult to get any positive feedback from Steve. Usually, it's there's not a whole lot of.
Okay.
You ask him how he's doing, and he says, "Not terrible." And you're like, "Hey, that's positive. That's."
Not terrible.
That's a good thing.
That's good. Yeah.
That's good for Steve.
That's a good
and that's
for
why
Steve.
We love him. For me, I think I'm going to go with the Mac Rollin' mobile. What is it called? The Mac Rollin' food truck. Mm-hmm. The buffalo mac and cheese.
Yeah.
That was really good. I think I remember getting yelled at by Alyssa that I was inhaling it too quickly.
What can you do? I mean, when it's buffalo mac and cheese, you got to eat it fast. See, I'm always. Okay, so this is what I'll say about like. There's different types of mac and cheese, you know? There's one where it's, like, totally bechamel-based, where it's, like, it's just, like, liquid cheese, basically. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, the cheesy mac and cheese. Me as, like, a Midwest person who spent time in the South, I always want to err more to the cheesy side of the mac and cheese, like the more soul food mac and cheese. I felt like that was maybe a little too artisanal mac and cheese for me, Mike. Hot take.
All right. I know what you're saying. I like that kind of mac and cheese because you can control how much cheese you want on it. You can kind of go back for a second dip if you need to pile the liquid cheese on top or if you don't want.
Yeah. I just always want that much cheese, I think is what I'm trying to say.
Because I feel like this cheese, mac and cheese, is more separate. It's separate from the other noodles where your mac and cheese is just a big...
Right.
Clump of noodles and cheese.
Give me a baked mac and cheese every day as opposed to like the bechamel based mac and cheese sauce. That's my take.
I've never thought of this before.
I think about it a lot, man. I think about mac and cheese quite a bit.
And yet we weren't even thinking of going to the Mac Rollin' food truck.
We weren't.
I was the one who kind of said, let's do this one.
Yeah, what was the other? I was thinking, like, it was between that and the Cape Verdean food truck. We ended up going with the Mac Rollin'. It was still, I mean, worth noting, it was still really good. Like, I enjoyed every bite I took, so. I'm just a glutton.
Amy, actually, which I don't regret our decision, but so we left the food truck festival, the food truck and beer festival, and didn't get dessert there. There was options, ice cream,
the
cupcakes and
cannolis,
such.
Yeah.
Right. We just went to a Kushner Creamery.
We did.
Because we were here. You, though, kind of, or at least your party, also, because I remember you got the cupcakes and Ryan, I believe you said, got the chocolate-covered strawberries.
Oh yeah.
Ryan went for the chocolate-covered strawberries. He loved them, actually. Then of course, like right nearby, there was this little tent that said, I think it was called Bacon on a Steak. I was like, all right, I have to see what this is all about.
Wait, did you get that?
I did. Oh, yeah. So I for one the strawberries and I was like, oh, I'll get the bacon. And they had barbecue flavored or sriracha and I went with the sriracha And it was surprisingly spicy because when I've had sriracha, like, I don't really consider it like a hot sauce. Like, I don't think it's spicy.
Okay.
And this was really spicy, but I really liked it because I like spicy stuff. But yeah, that's aside from the desserts.
Can I just say that
Amy had beef on a stick for dessert.
I just feel like, so today, prior to even knowing that Amy went to the food truck festival, you and I were going to talk about the food truck festival. We went there thinking this would be a podcast idea. Mm-hmm. I'm now embarrassed by our idea because we actually planned to do this and Amy dominated the food truck festival a million times more than we did.
Yeah.
Like, just
it
listening.
Like, she tried way more stuff than we did.
Wow. Yeah, we didn't do that. We wanted to do that. But, like, Montana walked in and he was like, strawberries on a stick, chocolate. That's happening. Didn't happen.
Didn't even come close.
It wasn't even, wasn't even a strong consideration.
I think I talked myself out of it within, like, 3.5 seconds of me saying it. Just, no, you don't need those.
So, yeah, I just had to interject there where congratulations on.
You won, basically.
And saving our podcast without even knowing because we would have been
we would literally be done at this point.
Well, and then Montana would then destroy my music takes. But no, we'll get there. We'll get there.
All right. Yeah, we'll
continue to dessert.
Yeah, I will say, so we went to the, I don't remember what the name of it was, but it was one that had cupcakes. Well, they had a few different things. There was cupcakes, and they had like ice cream cookie sandwiches, and they had this cheesecake in a jar, which I was thinking about. But
breaking my heart, Amy.
I'm sorry. It did take a little while, I will say. So there was like this poor one guy, like, by himself working in the truck all alone.
That was Steve Urban.
He did work the food truck. I believe he said it was Q. What was it called?
Got a Q.
Got a Q
barbecue.
Right? Yeah.
The one we had. Yeah.
No, we didn't have that one because
I had that in Providence.
Right. And you said, again, Steve bragged about how it was number one. And I said, well, Montana says no.
That's, I'm a little biased. I'm from Kansas City, around Kansas City. So it's.
And it begins with the barbecue.
I'm like a quasi snob because, like, I really don't know anything. I'm just like, it's better in Kansas City.
Back to dessert.
We keep getting sidetracked by smoked meat on when we were trying to talk about dessert.
But yeah, I mean, it was okay. I got 2 cupcakes because I was like, oh, I want to make it worth the wait. And one of them was kind of dry at the bottom, but otherwise, like, they were
which kinds
they were good.
What cupcakes were they?
So I had carrot cake,
okay,
and strawberry rum, I want to say.
Those are 2 solid flavors. Abnormal, yeah. Perhaps.
I love carrot cake.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were pretty good. Last year, I did get the cannolis.
Okay.
And I also ate
that had like the longest line. I feel like that when we were there.
Oh yeah, the line was huge.
Yeah. Is it worth it to wait in that line from your experience last year?
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. I mean, they were really crunchy. Like, I know sometimes if you get a cannoli and it can be a little soggy, but it was really crunchy, so it was good. And last year they also had a waffle truck, I think. Ooh. And so I got that as a dessert too. Like, I feel like I ate more last year for some reason.
Okay.
I was like, oh, you didn't eat enough this year. Like, you loser.
In regards to the amount of food trucks, do you think there were more food trucks this year or last year?
I would say there must have been more this year.
Okay.
All right.
And I think they had more variety this year.
Oh, okay.
I would say just because, like, some of the things that stuck out to me this year, like the, I don't know if they had it last year, but like the Cape Verdean one.
Right.
And then
the Iraqi one was interesting too.
Yeah, that one too. And then the dumpling one. So I think there was just a little bit different this year.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I might have ate a little less this year because I had like the 2 tall beers or cider really, but.
I think that's always an element as well.
Our baseline, we can only improve next year.
Absolutely.
Like, now that we know what we're getting into, we can really.
My initial thing was like, oh, I'm going to try to be frugal at this. Like, I'll go at it from like a frugality approach.
Oh,
and
no,
then I got there and I was like, oh, there's no. So I was in this
middle
ground.
But we still stuck to it. We really did.
Yeah. I was in this weird middle ground where I was like, no, you don't need it. But like, why?
You kind of just have to go for everything. That's why I was like, oh, bacon on a steak? Why not? Yeah, let's try it. Haven't had
it
before. Why not? Yeah, you can't really think about like how much you're eating or how much money you're spending at a thing like that. It just kind of all just has all to like go away and not matter.
I learned that Montana enjoys food more than I do. However, I like jump into the deep end quicker than he does. Example being, after we went to a Kushner Creamery and he was debating, do I want a waffle cone? And I said, well, what do you mean? And he was like, well, should I like step up to a waffle cone? And I said, that's a given. Like,
yeah, of course. I was thinking in my head, of course.
I'm here it's like with a waffle cone. My question is, do I like elevate to a brownie sundae? And of course I did.
Where your head's at. I love this.
I was like, wait, why is your sky so low? Like, to me, the waffle cone is
right there with you, Mike. I'm like, oh, should I get a sundae? Like, what should I? Yeah.
See, I feel like my general splurge is like a shake. I'm like, oh, I'll do a shake. Which is still less of a splurge than a waffle cone, I feel like.
A shake would just, I wouldn't even acknowledge that as, I'd be like, eh, well.
Like, it's like a smoothie. Like, oh, do I really even need ice cream?
I would, see, if a shake crossed my mind, I'm not getting a shake. Because I'd be like, well, why am I wasting technically these calories on a shake? Like, if I'm going to do it, bring on the brownie sundae. Like, I'm going to dive in rather than, like, if I'm walking across the ring of fire, let's make the flames as high as they possibly can.
I got a waffle cone after Mike.
You did, yeah, and I got a brownie sundae.
I broke down, as did Mike.
Amazing.
Yeah, I would say that's a good combo for anyone who's going to the food truck festival. If the desserts aren't up your alley, just head over to go get a massive waffle cone or the biggest brownie sundae I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was good. So what about beers?
Well, so that was sort of an interesting blend because they had some local ones, but they also had ones that I was more familiar with from different areas of the country. Like Great Divide, I think it's technically based out of Denver, though I'm not sure if it started in Denver. That's one, being from the Midwest, that I'm used to because you see it in like the liquor stores out there and all that stuff. Uinta from Utah, I want to say. But then you had the local ones that I had never heard of before.
Storm
Along Cider.
Amy and I both had.
I can't remember the name of the company I had now that was local, but it was really good, and I'm blowing it. Do you still have that list?
I do. I had the Weyerbacher Brewing, the Last Chance IPA, which I had no chance of saying no because each purchase donates some money to the dog shelter, and they had like this beagle on the cover of the on the can. And I was like, yeah, sign me up. I described it as like kind of a beer tasting beer.
Sure.
But it was, the can was outstanding.
Yeah.
And we talked, and I mean, I'm curious, the can makes it for me. Well, it doesn't make it, but it really adds to the experience for me of like, if it's a great can, it just tastes that much better.
Yeah,
the can was part of it, I would say. Well, and with the Storm Along, there was a couple that they pointed out. I think the one with apple and something else, and they told me that there was no added sugar in it, and I was a fan of that. So that was part of my decision.
Yeah.
But I thought they were really good. I think I had the two that you didn't have.
Yeah, and I had, I'm trying to bring up the their brewery. They're brewed out of Sherborne, Massachusetts. Storm Along Brewery. I had the Mass Appeal. I know that. I'm trying to think of the others that we had.
Yeah, I want to say mine was Exhibit A. It was like a wit beer.
There it is.
It had a fox on it. You can't go wrong. So basically all we're coming to is if your can has an animal on it, Mike and I will probably purchase it.
So we had the Mass Appeal and the Red Skies at Night. And which one did you have, Amy?
Yes, I had the Legendary Dry and Light of the Sun.
There we go. So the Standard Times really
sampled
the Storm Along. And I would recommend it. They were really good. Great cans, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Just design your cans well. We'll buy them. Doesn't matter what you put inside of them.
True. And then, whether we like it or not, still, as in Montana's thinking, you'd still sell for them. They don't care.
Yeah,
it's good business for them. The one thing I didn't like, there were a number of things that I thought could have been improved.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
But no, the one thing that was odd that I felt like, and it's not a huge thing, but for you prepaid your beer mm-hmm. tickets, and then there were some 16-ounce beers and then some 12-ounce, and it didn't prevent me from going to a 12 because I had a 12.
Right.
But I did feel like, well, if I have a ticket, why not go over the 16-ounce?
Right. That was one thing. The other thing about the prepay element I thought was the entrance. I remember that was a big thing.
That was the two things for me.
So you could buy tickets online, and they were a little cheaper, right?
Half the price. Yeah.
But then you would wait in a longer line because everyone bought their tickets online, and I don't think whoever was running the festival assumed that every person who went, for the most part, would buy their tickets online. So if you would have bought your tickets at the event, you would have just gone straight in, basically, whereas we stood in a line for like 10 minutes or something like that.
You'd have paid double, but yeah, you would have gone in really quick.
Which, in the grand scheme of things, 10 minutes is not that big of a deal.
But it was frustrating, and it wasn't only us. There were people in front of us and behind us in line saying the same thing of why we bought our tickets online. It should be quicker.
Right.
Why are we waiting? And I'm curious to see if anything changes next year.
Yeah.
Because as Amy said, it seemed like there are more people this year. So maybe when they see and maybe expect even more people in year three, if they change that at all.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's always something you, after these events, you sort of decompress and like figure out what could have been better and all of that stuff. So I'm sure they're looking through things as we speak, probably trying to.
Multiple ID lines too.
Oh,
that could be used next
year.
There was only one, and it was just a guy checking IDs, which is great. But so you walk in, and then there's just one place where you check your ID, and then you're good to go, and they don't have to check it again. But it's just like, it's not, you know.
You could streamline some of the process.
Because you could buy beer tickets at different stations, so why not have multiple ID checkers or something?
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you say that, though, because I didn't really have to wait in terms of getting in.
Okay.
But the parking was, not that parking was an issue, like it was just obviously like pretty backed up because there was a lot of people kind of trying to get into the same area at one time.
Yeah, because I think because we didn't have too bad of a parking job. I probably made it a little worse than it had to be. But
it was a solid block.
I would guess you could see right after, if you waited like 20 minutes after us, that parking was going to become a thing because there were a lot of people. And we went right around 12. Like, I think you got to New Bedford around 12, and we left probably 12:15.
Yeah, that's why we probably got there around like 12:45 or something like that, maybe.
I'd say a little earlier than that.
A little earlier?
Yeah, because we maybe like arrived into the...
To the festival.
Like, I think we parked at like 12...
30-ish,
25, something around there.
Yeah. Fort Tabor was nice. Really beautiful day.
He had never been.
You can never argue with a good weather day. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, the weather was absolutely perfect. I mean, I did get a little sunburned still.
I also got sunburned. Not something I thought about.
I would say for people who have not done it, for us, if you're trying, and it didn't bother me, but bring chairs is an option. But I didn't, I first arrived, I thought it was going to be a bigger thing. Like, oh no, how am I going to do anything? It didn't actually turn out to bother me that much. We sat on the rocks by the water and ate.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people do. And like, I thought about bringing a towel or a blanket or something, but I didn't really want to carry it around.
Right.
So, and I knew that from last year, like a lot of people just sat on the rocks and I did the same thing. But yeah, I feel like going into these types of things, you kind of need a plan almost, to be like, these are the food trucks like I want to check out or something like that. But I do kind of wish they gave out sort of like a menu for each food truck.
That's a good idea.
Just to kind of get a, like more of a sense of what they're going to have that day.
That's a really good idea.
I mean, because to see what they have, it's like you really have to go like right up to the truck and look at the menu that they have posted on there.
Right.
Which is fine, but I think a menu would help.
And I think that's too where if you're going to go, I would say the more people, the better in your group, because then that's when you could bring chairs because, oh, hey, there's five of us. You know, if two want to go get food and we'll kind of lock down this area. And so you're not worried about carrying the towel forever or watching your towel or your chairs or whatever. You can kind of have a group of people being like, oh, yeah, sure. We'll, you know, bat down the hatches, so to speak, and you guys can go and do whatever. But I actually didn't mind sitting on the rocks and eating either. So,
yeah, I thought that was a cool additional element. Get some nature in there, get some food, some beers.
Yeah.
I had a good Saturday.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good Saturday.
Yeah, so next time we'll just have to plan to meet each other.
Run into each other.
And as good as this podcast is now, it'll be even better next year when...
when we actually eat like a sufficient amount of
food. That's true, yeah. If it was not for Amy, this would not have been a very good podcast.
No, that's true. Now, I think...
you've been waiting.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's time.
You are hyping this up way more. This is like your bit.
Maybe.
Mike's going to a Macklemore concert.
Macklemore and Kesha.
Macklemore and Kesha. I'm sorry. Never forget Kesha. Never forget Kesha.
So, yeah, I'm going... a big week in music for me. Macklemore and Kesha to Tuesday and Taylor Swift on Saturday. I've seen Macklemore. This will be my fourth time seeing him. Taylor Swift, first time. So
okay, so you have you seen Macklemore pre the like backpack rap Seattle Macklemore?
No.
So you did. Okay.
The first time I saw him was 2016.
Okay, so post,
I think, yeah,
post the heist.
Yes, and okay. I don't. It was this Unruly Mess I Made tour or whatever that was. Yeah, a night okay. with it was called A Night with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
This Unruly Mess I Made. A little on the nose for that album, perhaps.
Yeah. I liked the album a lot.
That's fine. I feel like you want me to rain on your concert going experience.
No, it's that.
I want you to have a good time.
You want me to have a good time. You just, you're
it's not for me.
Hip hop snobbing me. It's just like a beer snob. I'd be like, oh, he's drinking that Miller. He's drinking Miller Lite. Try some Mighty Squirrel, and then come talk to me, okay, little boy? That's what he's like. That's what you're saying.
It's not nearly.
It's kind of what you're saying. It's not that bad. He's not saying I'm wrong. He's just saying it's more like I'm drinking.
It's
like,
not for me. I told you it's not for me, but it doesn't have to be for me, Mike. If you like Macklemore, you're allowed to like Macklemore.
I am going to the concert, and we thought it was more than just Montana crushing my dreams. It would be more about it was more about. So there was this study, and it wasn't really anything new about people who go to concerts mm-hmm. every 2 weeks, give or take. A study shows that you could live 9 more years of your life. Now, I think on this podcast we have mentioned the Neil deGrasse Tyson problem with media and studies, saying just because there's one right, study right. doesn't mean that it's a fact.
We
it's just
mentioned that.
Something, but it was fun, and since I'm going to a concert tonight, we thought we'd bring it up.
I'm going to one on Thursday.
You're going to one on Thursday. My brother's going to one tomorrow. I don't know where he's going, but
Amy,
you're going to Portland.
Are you going to this week?
And my next show is in October.
Already has a plan
at this
though.
Point, but
so we wanted to bring up favorite concerts.
Yeah. Well, I want to start with your favorite.
Okay.
Concert.
Oh, start off. Okay. It's tough.
Macklemore 2016.
No, actually, he's borderline on there.
Okay.
Like, so my favorite concert of all time was Jay-Z and Eminem at Detroit in Comerica Park, the home of the Detroit Tigers. And we were on the field at Comerica, and Jay-Z, B.O.B. opened.
Noted flat earther, B.O.B.
Yeah, yeah. And then Jay-Z was next, since it was in Detroit.
Right.
And then Eminem closed. But Young Jeezy made an appearance while with...
you can't ban the snowman.
Yeah, with Jay-Z. I think 50 Cent and Dr. Dre were there.
Good God.
It was... There were only, I think, 4 shows. They did 2 in Detroit, 2 in New York City.
Okay. The Home and Home.
Home and Home, home tour. And home
to, okay.
So that was, to me, the best... Do you want me to go my top three right now, or are we like?
Should we go? Maybe we'll go around.
I also want to hear what your first concert was.
Oh, that's
I think
a good
that's
one.
Kind of more interesting.
Okay,
that is more interesting. My first concert ever was Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay. Wow.
In the Worcester Centrum.
That matters too.
It does matter. This is the Worcester Centrum is now the Worcester DCU Center. I think like 5th grade, so 11.
Okay.
10 or 11. It might have been 10 or 11.
10
That's
or
a
11.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, not older than 11.
Okay, I'm into that.
And it's still good stuff. I'm still proud of that.
I feel like when you're young and you go to concerts, like it's kind of just like, oh yeah, I went to a concert, like it was awesome because there was live music and I liked it.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter who the artist is.
My second concert makes my top three.
Okay, well, then we'll save that. So, Amy, what your... So, I guess this round will go favorite concert.
We should have went 3-2-1, but
yeah,
ruined
you
it.
Yeah, you jumped the gun.
Well, you asked.
I did, sorry.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's such a hard question.
It's it is tough. I've been racking my brain.
I have been to a lot.
I will say, yeah, it is tough for me. That's why I, like... Macklemore would be up there, but the two that I will name, the first one, that's more than a concert.
That one's great. That's like a no-brainer.
Right. So and I'll just say, so my second one, it was, I'm trying to think the order. So Lupe Fiasco opened, then NERD, then Rihanna, then Kanye.
Oh, wow.
So it's like no-brainer too.
And I'm trying to like hip-hop snob Mike. He's like, yeah, I went to an NERD concert. Get out of
Glow
here.
In the Dark. Glow in the Dark tour. Jeez. It was outstanding. But those, to say a single like performer, it's
yeah,
a lot
really
more difficult.
Like Lupe Fiasco, but like you're kind of a snob, Montana. Just like, you know.
I've only seen him three times, okay? I only went to his album release party, but no big deal.
You went to Lupe Fiasco's
in New York
album
City,
release party?
His album release concert. It was for Lasers. Okay. And he had a small concert in New York City, and we went.
Okay. I thought you meant like you went to the like industry insider, like rubbing elbows with Lior Cohen.
No, it was like his album came out that day, and he had a concert that night, and we went, yeah.
Nice.
That's just, this is like the Mike Bonner concert hour. Like someone else tell a story.
Amy, hop in here.
All right, so I have to start with my favorite, I guess.
Sure.
Favorite and first, right? Let's go favorite and first.
Okay, so I guess. Trying to think of what I was in like the last couple of years. I went to an Anthony Green concert, and he's the lead singer of Circus Survive.
Yeah. Seosin as well at a time, right?
Yeah, he was in Seosin a while back. And it was, I think I got the tickets because my friend, it was like for Northeastern basically, and my friend went there and he was like, here, have these tickets. And I don't know if it was still, I'm trying to remember if it was like still a church or it was a former church, but it was really just like a really intimate space. And I think we were just sitting in like folding chairs or something.
Okay.
And it was just like really chill and really intimate and really cool. So that kind of sticks out as one of my favorites. But yeah, I think it depends on like the venue too as to like what.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think that's a big, Well, and that's, you guys are sort of two polar opposites in the sense that your favorite concert was like a big stadium, whereas yours was like a really intimate, like former church, sort of like makeshift concert venue. I always find that interesting as well, like that experience between the big stadium and like the really intimate, like dive bar, like little dingy, terribly lit venue.
Yeah, I think that's what I like better than going to like an arena or something. Like I haven't been to a place as big as like Fenway or something. Mm-hmm. Like I've been to a Gannis Arena that's near BU in Boston.
Right, right.
It's still pretty big, but yeah, I would prefer like a smaller, like grimy place.
Yeah,
I do. No, I would too. Yeah, no, I would too. I think so. Especially like I said, the two that I mentioned. They're my favorites, but because there's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of star power there and just unique aspect. When are you ever going to see that again? But when you're seeing, you know, one or two performers, there's no question that, you know, a smaller venue, and that's, when are you ever going to see Jay-Z in a, they don't do that. But yeah, so certainly I 100% am on board. I'm interested to see Saturday how Taylor Swift, that concert goes, because I've never seen one in that big of a stadium of like 60,000 people. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
That check's got to be large.
Two shows. She's doing, I think she did two shows in Philly last weekend or the weekend before, and she's doing two shows here. And I think big city, she's doing back to back like stadium, football stadium tours.
Yeah. My friend Ryan's going to Taylor Swift too. He's taking his mom, which is really cute.
Nice. That's my first concert I went with my mom. Bare Naked Ladies.
Speaking of first concerts, Amy.
Okay, so my first concert was a KISS 108 concert.
Nice.
Okay.
I think it was back in elementary school, I want to say.
So like a Jingle Ball or summer, what is it called, or something?
Yeah, I think it was during the summer. I'm trying to think of who I saw. I want to say I saw the Black Eyed Peas there.
Nice.
Whoa.
But don't hold me to that, because it's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah. How are those? I've never been to like a iHeartRadio now, the show where how long does each person go on? Because it's like we have, you know, 50 names or whatever, but do they just do like a song and then I think that's what I've heard.
It depends on like the amount of acts you have and like how long
I'm trying to remember how many people there were. I would have to do some research on that and get back to you.
But okay.
Yeah.
I won't stay up at night wondering how many performers are at Jingle Ball this year?
I know.
How many are at Jingle Ball? We got to look at Mike, look it up.
I will. Well, you're
Mike's researcher.
Yeah, while I think it depends. And then, you know, the Warped Tour days.
Wow, Warped Tour.
I saw Katy Perry play at Warped Tour at one point.
Katy Perry was on Warped Tour?
Katy Perry was at Warped Tour, yeah. I saw her play I Kissed a Girl.
That is
how things change.
I could not imagine that.
I know. I was in either in 2008 or 2009, because I think, or maybe 2007 and 2008, because okay. I know I only went to Warped Tour 2 years.
Wow.
But
okay.
Yeah, good times.
Well, that's a good, my first concert I want to sit. The one I can remember at least being the first was Warped Tour. As you can tell by my Seosin reference earlier. I think I was like 12 or 13. I went with my brother-in-law. Shout to you, Kevin. I'm trying to think.
I had to go with my mom.
Okay.
But my mom's cool, too.
Yeah. So. It was like, I just remember at that time I was really into like grindcore music. So it was like Chiodos.
Amazing.
The Devil Wears Prada. Like
I think
Undergrowth or something.
Yep.
Those had to be the one I saw. And then you see like those really obscure, like tiny screamo bands, like Scary Kids Scaring Kids, or like I Set My Friends on Fire. I think I saw like I Set My Friends on Fire, who were like, it was like the worst. No, A Skylit Drive is the worst live band I've ever seen in my entire life. Sorry, A Skylit Drive. We didn't need to air you out like that, but it was bad. But yeah, it was a fun show. I got crazy sunburnt, and that was my first concert. Favorite concert, I will say, is I went to the first North American Odd Future tour when it was like real, real crazy. Like they just came out, and they had just done like the Fallon performance, and there was so much hype around them as like a group, and it was just literally like, the whole thing was like a mosh pit. There were people like jumping into the crowd at like every 5 seconds. It was nuts. It was like it didn't even matter if like the show, like I don't remember the performances at all. I was just like, that night was nuts. So I got a photo with Mike G, who like is like a rather obscure member of Odd Future. But yeah, that was my favorite. That's probably my favorite concert. It's not my favorite performer. Like, my favorite people to see in concert are different. And that's, like, my second favorite concert. But I'm going to jump back to someone else.
I found the 2017 Jingle Ball.
Katy Perry?
No, I think she's probably, well, maybe she's not too big. I don't know. Fall Out Boy, Charlie Puth, Kesha, One Direction. Oh, wait. Former One Direction members, so not One Direction. I was like, that's kind of a big
okay.
Niall Horan,
right? Yeah.
Liam Payne, and Camila Cabello, who's opening for Taylor Swift. And I didn't know that she was part of Fifth Harmony. So
you know what Charlie Puther's fan group is called? Like, you know how there's the Beehive and like
Puthers.
The Puthers.
I had no idea. I just guessed.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
It's a terrible thing.
Number one all-time YouTube video.
Charlie Puth?
I told you this.
Oh, man.
Charlie Puth and...
I think I just blocked it out of my head.
It's See You Again. Wiz Khalifa. Number one all-time YouTube video.
You know that song.
Yeah, See You Again. Number two is Gangnam Style. So
that
it doesn't mean,
more, yeah.
Actually, when you, not that it matters, but when you look into it, Gangnam Style has more views because there's like fake, not the official,
right. The
fake Gangnam Styles have like hundreds of millions of views, while the fake See You Agains don't have hundreds of millions, but
right.
You have to go by one number.
We digress. Okay, let's quickly run down the list of our remaining favorite concerts, and maybe, since we're doing this, maybe give some recommendations to people that you think, our listeners who like going to concerts, they should see if they have an opportunity to see them.
I'm in a different world. Like, I don't know any of the people you two mentioned, and I'm like, Jay-Z, Drake, like, Tyler, I don't want to say a non-mainstream.
You don't have to, Mike. It's your favorite concert. You don't
have
to.
I know, but I'm just.
No one's cool guy in this here. Just tell us your favorite concerts.
So I told you my first two,
right.
And then so the solo performance is tied between Macklemore at the House of Blues and another Worcester Centrum reference, Britney Spears.
Whoa, that's a cool. Like in her prime. That's a cool one.
That would have been, okay, I'm trying to think of the, probably like 2000.
Oh, wow.
1999, 2000, so, yeah.
Really
Toxic had just, him. Yeah, Toxic, that album came out.
Okay.
So that's what the...
It's amazing.
It
I
was
think
great.
The only other generation...
We locked eyes, and I think she's still searching for me. I'm still here. If she's listening... Yeah. Oh, it happened. I was with my best friend, and he was there, and he can confirm.
Okay.
He can confirm that eyes were locked, and she...
Wow.
Shortly after, I think that's when she kind of went into her tailspin, and because she kind
of... Yeah, that was what I was going to say. The only other era of Britney I would have liked to see would have been like buzz cut Britney, just because good television. You know?
Any era is good enough for me.
Okay.
It's true.
Well, Amy, let's go. Your second... are we at second and third?
Yeah, that was... Okay. I gave four, but...
That's okay. I'll take four.
I don't know. Yeah, it is. It's hard to tell again.
It is, because I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'm just kind of saying, like, stuff that's just, like, popping up in my head that's, like, more memorable.
All right, well,
memorable.
We can, if you don't want, it's up to you, but what was your worst performer that you saw? Not, you don't have to say concert, but the worst performer. I've seen a lot of bad, so I can't remember some of them, but if anyone is, Snoop Dogg, for me, was bad.
I could actually see that.
He was entertaining.
But not a great performer.
But not because he... No, it was entertaining because, like, he was just, like, what is happening? Like, he's completely high. And he's, like, smoking on stage. And the great thing is, like, telling your mom after, and she's like, but it's illegal. And I'm like, well...
Not for Snoop Dogg.
Right. And she's like, well, why weren't they arresting him? I'm like, they're not going to arrest Snoop Dogg for smoking on stage.
It's
like,
at his own show.
Right. Yeah. She was like, that... No, you need to, like... My head hurt for a week after that. Just because, like, you're in a closed arena and everyone's smoking, and, like, I was, like, 16 or 17. I'm just like, this is awful.
It's incredible.
Mike can't hang.
I couldn't
too
hang.
Much.
I couldn't hang.
That's fair.
The bubble is pro Snoop Dogg, I want to say. We don't want any beef with whatever Snoop Dogg's stands are. We want no Twitter mentions from the Snoop fans.
The Snoopers?
The Snoopies? The Snoops?
And they're now going to attack
us.
No,
it's got to be the dog pound, right?
Doesn't matter. We've already lost
them. Okay.
I was just trying to buy more time for you guys to think of your second and third or your worst.
I know.
Then go for it.
My second one's it's basically like 1A, 1B. Like, the Odd Future show was the best show I've ever seen because the energy was so crazy. But I think the best performing band out right now is Future Islands. I don't know if you guys are up on Future Islands, but it's the... I can't remember the lead singer's actual first name, but he has like an obscure rap alter ego that's Hemlock Ernst, which is his Instagram. But he's got the crazy... I know, I'm a nerd. He's got the... He's the best live performer I've ever seen in my entire life. It's wow. Like... The amount of energy and, like, you, like, feel like there's moments during the show where you're like, I think this dude's about to cry on stage. And it's not, like, one moment. It's, like, seven moments during. It was insane. And it was a cool story because, like, I wasn't actually supposed to go to the show. I was in Florida for a week, and we went and saw Beach House, like, the first day I was there. And then my former roommate and good friend, Ben, texted me like the day of the show and was like, hey, I have two free tickets, do you want them? And I wasn't really doing anything. I was like, yeah, I'll take them. And it was probably the best performance I've ever seen.
Not bad.
So it was a bit of serendipity. But yeah, that was the reason I wanted recommendations, is basically just like, if you ever have the opportunity to see Future Islands, if they're within like a 2.5 hour drive from you, like, you should take the drive and go see them. It's an incredible show.
We're back on Amy waiting for two, three, and
I know.
Worst. All
right, yeah, okay. So I guess the other one that I thought of was, I think it was maybe, I don't know, it was a few years ago. And I saw Tiger's Jaw play at Newbury Comics in Boston.
Oh, wow.
On Newbury
Street.
Like
an in-store? Nice.
Yeah,
those are fun.
Which was interesting. But yeah, I've seen them at least a handful of times.
Okay.
Because I love them. And I'm seeing them in October.
Okay, that's
And they're
the
doing a tour for, I think it's their first album. It's like a 10-year anniversary tour of their
cool.
first album. So they're going to do like some other songs, but also play that album in full.
Well, speaking of strange hip-hop alter egos, the lead singer from Tiger's Jaw, Wicca Phase Springs Eternal.
Yeah.
The leader of Goth Boy Click, R.I.P. Lil Peep.
Sold.
That's like the only... I've never heard a Tiger's Jaw song in my entire life.
This is like
just know that
an
guy.
SNL skit for me. I feel like you're just making up like, Tiger's Jaw is my favorite.
We're
I'm
making
like,
up bands.
And it's not only that. It's like, so there's that, but then there's like the aspect of me being like, I went to see Britney Spears in Macklemore. Have you heard of these people? Have you heard of Kanye West, anyone? Have you heard of this guy? If you get a chance, go see him. I'll tell you that.
Lupe Fiasco. Or any RD got you your points. Like, we... It's like, oh, okay.
Right, but
Mike
we didn't go
really
for
cool
that.
In the mid-2000s. You did. I mean, yeah. I think... I can't even talk about any RD because as, like, a hip-hop fan, I'm not well-versed in them at all. I didn't get it at the time.
Here's a question I'll ask for the... I know we're kind of wrapping up here, but are you annoyed... Like, as much as I say, okay, I like, you know, the more mainstream type of things. Yeah. Perfect example. So I saw Kanye West in college.
Yep.
And this is 2008, 2009, College Dropout he released. And totally different Kanye than when I saw him later. And he was asking the audience, you know, hey, what songs do you want to hear? Like, it was really personal, which some of his other ones weren't. But he was saying, what do you want me to play? Like, what? I'll take recommendations. And someone screams out, just play Jesus Walks. And he was like, we'll get there. Like, I'm going to play, like
that's
chill
my...
out. Does that annoy you that, like, even mainstream,
like
just,
okay.
like, the other people who go to these shows, like, this is going to happen tonight, where Ceiling Can't Hold Us and Same Love, and then the
and
rest of the show, they're just, like, sitting down, like, oh, when is he just going to play? Like, does that aggravate you as much as it aggravates me in terms of people going to these shows and not loving, like, even the non-hits, like... I want to hear the non-hits. I want to hear, like, the other songs.
It doesn't really annoy me just because I know that that's not... Like, I hear this argument a lot, too, where it's people go to a show and it's like, why is he playing the new album? I just want to hear the... And I think that comes with, like, understanding of, like, how the industry and touring...
Right, I'm okay with that,
It doesn't, when people do that, it doesn't really bother me because I'm just like, you deserve to not be having like as good of a time as you should be having.
I like that. That's a good point.
Because you know, like if I go, there's like two sides to it, right? You like hear about a band that's pretty cool and you're like, oh, I don't really know them that well. I'll go check them out. Or you're like a fan and then you go see that show. And that show is going to be good to you regardless because you can sing like most of the words. That's
right.
The deal. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't really, unless someone's being like a kook or like kind of a... Like in like rude in the crowd. I don't really get bummed out at shows. Just I don't know. But maybe it's... So I actually don't... This is maybe a different element. So I don't really... Like the bigger arena shows that you go to... I've actually never like been to a big arena show. It's like generally out of my budget. But maybe it's a little worse there because that's where you're getting like the... Like people who are just willing to spend like... big bucks where maybe like not saying this is you but like maybe it's like the more like money is no object I listen to the radio and I want my kid to see like Kesha so it's like play brush my teeth
well no yeah I, no I think that that might be more like because you're no offense to any of this but the people that you mentioned I wouldn't have like okay
no,
they
sure,
may be great
sure.
But for example if someone said oh you know Eminem or you know I'm trying to
right.
think of the
like, for a stand.
Yeah, whatever, like they well you're more likely, "Oh, I'll go to that." Sure. Like
right.
Let's just go and have a good time. Something to do whether it is a Lupe Fiasco may not draw the Kiss 108 crowd or something, you know what I mean? There may be like you're there because you're a fan. You're not just going to happen to stumble upon it whereas if you're more mainstream there's a lot more people that might stumble upon and the only songs they know are the hits.
Yeah.
I was just curious. That's something that always pops up.
It is a cool moment when you're at... I was at a Schoolboy Q show on his... It was the Oxymoron tour. And some kid, like, in the front was just yelling the name of... He was just, like, between every song, he was like, play Nightmare on Fig Street, play it. And I was like, why would he play Nightmare on Fig... Like, that song's awesome, but, like, there's no shot he's playing Nightmare on Fig Street, which is, like, a deep cut from, like, his second mixtape or something.
Those but people maybe are just as bad, too.
That one's tough, but then it's cool when you see him... Like, he, like, turned to his DJ and was like... Do we have it? And they had it, so he played the record. And I was like, okay, that's cool. That's like a cool moment. Like that kid will go to every Schoolboy Q show from like now until the right. end of time because he literally just listened to this one kid and was like, dude, if we got it, we'll play it. And they played it. Made his whole night. That was pretty cool. Schoolboy Q almost died on stage that night. It was really hot in Florida.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Did we miss anything? Recommendations? Anything?
I would just say what Amy kind of said. Small venues, yeah. Especially if you can see one of an artist that you like in a smaller venue, yeah. It totally changes everything.
Yeah. Also, show up for the openers. Sometimes they're really good.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I agree.
Sometimes they're really good.
I will say though, at hip hop concerts, they're usually not.
Dude, I went to one.
They're usually not.
I went to it was a Flatbush Zombies concert, and it was like I didn't know they were doing like a showcase before the show, so I sat through 12 Orlando rappers before Flatbush Zombies, and me and my roommate Kenny at the time were just like, "What the hell is going on?" Like we did not. But what's funny about that is I think Wi-Fi's Funeral was at that show. And I think he was one of the openers that I probably was like, get this kid off stage. And he was a double XL freshman this year. So shout out to him. And shout out to me for being a... I don't want to curse on the podcast, but I totally wrote him off. And it could have been good.
All right.
Listen to the openers, guys. Are we done?
I hope you'll...
Sounds like a great place.
Hope you'll have us back. I think that's what we're waiting for. And that's what we're, that's right. what it's called, right? Hope you'll have us back.
I mean, we've been rambling. I wanted to make sure everybody got we're everything up, off their chest.
We're up against an hour now.
This is a long podcast.
This was a long one, but I think it was good.
All right. This has been The Bubble. For Amy, Mike, I'm Montana, and we hope you'll have us back.